welcome to this very special What's On Your Mind Full Force combination podcast.
Joint cast.
At...
Wait.
Roll out roll call four.
Joint cast.
We can make it later.
No. All right. We all pass the test. You're all right. What?
Bollocks.
Oh, okay. Now you're out of your system?
That is.
Okay. Hello again, everybody. I am Gary. Joining me as always, he is my fellow countryman. He calls himself... No, you know, he doesn't do that. Not anymore. It's white hot audio sex. It's Beachhead Mike.
I'm his boyfriend, maybe. But...
Mike.
Wait, did I say that out loud?
Yes, sir.
Tell everyone hello.
Hello? Everyone. How's everybody doing today?
All right, come on.
I'm actually not rhetorical. I want to hear it.
Wow, you have no charisma whatsoever. Hey, this guy's soaking with charisma. It's Eddie. Hi, Eddie.
Hello.
That's not charisma.
Is he coming out? He sat next to Chris.
Yes, it is.
He's soaking in something.
Currently looking up that charisma is Chris. Chris, how you doing?
Hi.
He's taller than I expected.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Yeah, most of it is hair.
Sure.
He's 4 foot tall.
Is it actually in foot or is it meters here?
Foot.
Foot? Okay, good.
So 4 foot tall with 5 foot width.
Okay, all right. Another voice you hear is the promoter of the event. Please give a big round of applause for Dave Tree. That may not be familiar with the podcast, we will actually tell you a little bit about our shows and where you can download it and a little bit more information about that. Starting off, for the home team, What's On Your Mind? Mike, how can they find out more about What's On Your Mind?
Well, you can download us at whatsonjoemind.podbean.com. We're also available on Stitcher Radio. You can also find us on iTunes. We bleep, so we're in the clean feeds. You can find us on Facebook at What's On Your Mind, or facebook.com/whatsonjoemind. Gary's handle is his name, at Gary Godso. I'm at Mike Irizarry 1, to separate all the other people that have that incredibly common name. And I think that's most of us.
Twitter,
That's most of us. That's how we go. That's how we roll in social media.
Okay. Speaking for the Full Force, Chris, where people can find out more about the Full Force?
You can't.
We've okay. All right.
We don't have any hits, we don't have any popularity in any shape or form. We're doing it the hard way.
It's been successful so far.
You can find us on the, on pretty much everything that What's On Your Mind do. So the Podbean site, we are a...
Shut up out there! Mike laying down a law.
And it worked perfectly.
That's going to sound great on the recording, by the way.
We'll chop that out.
Mike knows how to play with the audio toys.
Okay.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thefullforce, www.thefullforce.com, and at The Full Force on Twitter. You can email the show at Dave. The Full Force at allthecoolstuff.co.uk.
Thank you.
And
.com.
/ truck down 1999.
You may hear a number of running jokes today that you might not, if you don't listen to the show, have any idea what we're talking about. So we will.
You'll be the same as us.
Yeah, we won't know what we're talking about either. So you can catch us on those different platforms, and you can download us on iTunes on the What's On Your Mind feed as well. Okay, and Stitcher Smart Radio too.
All right, and this opening segment is brought to you by
Nick Wells and Toys and Games.
For all the finest toys north of all of the cool stuff, it's Nick Wells.
At Toys and Games.
Toys and Games. All right, we have a pretty rowdy crowd outside. We're actually, first segment we're going to move into is the cosplay judging contest.
Ow!
So, we're going to have most everyone come in here, I think. And I'm going to give Mike the recorder. And Mike will actually talk to everyone and tell us who they are dressed as and why they should win or something like that.
I'm gonna put it on the table and bang my hand on it again.
Okay, you keep doing that.
That'll help us out.
Yeah.
All righty. Where's our first victim contestant?
Come
contestant.
On,
who's up?
Who's up? You maggots, get in here!
All right, we got everybody. All right, we're gonna come down to the front. We're gonna start in the corner. Contestant number one, you're impressive. Who are you, sir?
My name is Sergeant Slaughter, but I'm actually Stuart. Stuart was a
Sergeant Stuart Slaughter. Contestant number one, let's give him a big hand. Number two.
Monkey wrench.
And?
My name's John.
It should be noted that Monkey Wrench is the politest dreadnought ever. He was handing out grape soda and chocolate donuts for the entire floor before. So good on you, John. Contestant number three.
Cobra Shock Trooper.
Cobra Shock Trooper and?
Pete.
Nobody wants to give names or cities or anything. You guys are so shy. So shy. But let's give him a big hand. Contestant number four, roll call.
I am a nest soldier. My name's Kai.
All right, contestant number four, Kai. Contestant number five.
Zanzibar, mate.
My real name's Nick.
All right, give it up for Zanzibar, Nate. Contestant number six.
I'm Red Wolf. I'm looking for that prick moon dancer. He fucked up me robo skull down the road.
Did anybody understand that?
I'll run it through the translation software.
All right. My real name is Martin, and I'm not really English.
Oh my God, I'm not going to live through this, am I? Okay. Big hand. Contestant number seven.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mindbender. My real name's Annie.
And contestant number seven, let's give her a big hand. Big hand for Dr. Annie Mindbender. Contestant number eight, you've got furry shorts.
I'm Drunk He-Man. I left the reverb machine at home, sorry.
Drunk He-Man, and your name?
My name is Llama. It's not my real name, but that's what I go by.
All right, well, all right. Contestant number eight. Drunken He-Man Llama. Contestant number nine, I'm going to hold this onto your mask.
Where is it? I'm a Red Shadow. My name's Jim.
It's Jim, the Red Shadow. Contestant number nine. We got you. We're in here. Contestant number 10 has impressive weaponry.
Hey, it's Storm Shadow. My name's Russ.
It's Russ Storm Shadow. Storm Russ Shadow. I like that I don't have to prop the clapping anymore. Contestant number... What number am I on?
I don't know.
13.
Oh, no. Superstitious. I'm the Z-Force Infantry Trooper, and my name's Eddie.
Big hand for Eddie. Contestant number 38. Roll call, contestant 38. Oh my God. I can't look at him. So anyways,
I'm not a man. Well, you weren't supposed to have it. I'm the Kraken.
So we have Miley the Kraken as portrayed by noted author James Cavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen. My roommate at this fine event, James Cavanaugh. And I wish that was a joke so much right now. All right, Tree, how are we judging this?
We're all comfortable with a show of hands, aren't we?
Yeah.
Sure. All right.
Haven't got hands, Gary.
Got a lot of hands. Gary, you've got some fine juries in tablet paper. You've got your pen handy. All right. Just you're voting for your favorite, and that's all. We'll worry about... We'll go through a couple rounds of this just to be on the safe side, to break ties. Contestant number one, Sergeant Slaughter. Let's see some hands.
Oh, wow. Come on now.
We got...
You want to count for me? Go ahead.
Yes, I will. All right. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for the Sarge.
All right. Monkey Wrench.
Monkey Wrench, contestant number two. Let's see some hands for Monkey Wrench. Let's not be voting more than once.
I have two hands.
There's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven for Monkey Wrench.
All right. We got the Pursuit of Cobra Shock Trooper.
We got the Shock Trooper contestant number three. Let's see some hands. We have one, two, three. Three for Cobra Shock Trooper. Contestant number four.
What are we again?
For Mr. Kai. Let's see some hands for Kai.
Come on!
Oh. All right, we got two. Avoided a last-minute skunking.
Zanzibar.
Contestant number five, we got Nate of Zanzibar. And yes, contestants can vote. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Contestant number six, Red Shadows guy I can't understand. One, two. Contestant number eight, six, seven. Seven?
Seven.
Whatever.
Right. Dr. Mindbender. And holy crap, that's some hands. Tree, you've already voted. One, two, three, four. Again? Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Wow.
Whoa. Drunken He-Man. We got one for Drunken He-Man. Dave the Red Shadow. Not to be confused with the White Shadow of American TV fame. Nobody. Anybody. Going once, going twice.
You voted.
One.
We'll give him one.
Storm Shadow, complete with little Storm Shadow and a sash. Didn't see him before. He's with Child. Let's see some votes. Anybody? One from Kavanaugh. Zed Force, let's see some hands. Your country's hardworking infantry. Big vote from Bob. There's one, two.
Automatic win.
Yeah.
The creator voted for him.
He gets the Bob vote. Thank you for not voting for the Kraken, Bob. You're the man. And last and, well, least, your friend and mine, James Kavanaugh, the Miley Cyrus Kraken. And we've got three. All right.
I'll take it.
So let's take our top five finishers and vote it again.
All right. Okay, so we're down to it's five, including two ties.
Okay, so we've got our finalists, Gary. Give us our finalists.
Yeah, Sergeant Slaughter, Monkey Wrench, Zanzibar, Mindbender, and for some reason, the Kraken.
Oh. That's a little depressing. But let's give a big round of applause for everybody who worked. Let's get our finalists up more towards the stage. This is where we will ask our celebrity panelists from of the Full Force fame to decide our winners. Where's Dave Tree?
Oh, are we missing Tree again?
Bob, is Dave outside?
He's gone.
All right, so Gary, you're taking his place.
All right, fantastic.
Our celebrity judges, of course, Eddie Inman, Gary Godso, and that guy with the hair.
Chuck UK. Chuck UK.
Chuck UK.
How do you want to do this?
I'm not sure if
how do we want to do this? Well, I think you guys need to have some discussion as to what you like the best and why. Eddie, you're first. Which of these fine costumes do you like the best?
It's a tough choice.
Your wife's up there.
I'm going to go with Anne, because I am aware of all the effort she's put in. I'm walking around wearing that Mindbender costume all day. It's credit points to you.
For the record, Annie has a lot of hair pulled up under that bald head wig. I finished it. Everybody just started laughing first.
We need to have a chat, by you.
This isn't on me. It's the people. So she's been pretty uncomfortable most of the day. So that's kudos
that's
to her.
Sorry.
Well, you are with Eddie. That does tend to make people uncomfortable. But
you guys all look great. I am going to go with Pete as the Cobra Shock Trooper. because of everything that's going on with that costume and how almost identical it is to the figure as well. So I'm gonna go with Pete on that one. Okay, that's just changed. But you all are great. Equally, I love you all the same.
Well, no.
Don't do anything with weapons.
Just will love you more
later. Judge number three, Gary Gatto.
I'm going with Zanzibar. I know he worked hard on that one.
All right, so we've got our three mega finalists. Everybody else can take off. We're whittling it down. All right, I think for our final round, I think we need to bring our guest of honor, Mr. Bob Brecken, in to decide things.
Where's Bob? You get to decide the winner.
Come on, Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give Bob Brecken a big hand.
For those who may not know, Bob is the founder of the Feast, if you will. He was the lead guy for Action Force with Palitoy back in the day. He's been here signing autographs, raising money for children's charities, and he's just an all around swell guy. So we're gonna let Bob, we're gonna let you decide who our winner is. Yeah,
yes, sir.
No pressure.
We've got first, second, and third, Bob. We need you to figure this out for us.
We thought maybe you were dressed up as Bob.
That's the best Bob Brecken costume of all.
I'm going to do that next year.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Can you spin me around on the point?
Come on, Bob.
It's a tough one.
This is where I'm editing I'm putting in the Jeopardy theme right at this point, yeah.
I think this guy.
All right, Zanzibar. Put you on the spot there, Bob, but that's what celebrity guests have to do sometimes. But congratulations, Nate. Congratulations, Nate, on your costume win. Everybody, let's give this and all our big hand. All right. Now, if there are any seats left, by all means, jump in them, and let's try and finish this up.
Yeah.
So let this be a lesson for everybody thinking about doing a podcast at home, because right now it probably seems real easy.
In fairness to us, we always arrange a time to start recording, and then Dave will turn up an hour late.
Yes.
So it's kind of what he's doing.
Never give vital script materials to the guy with no attention span. That's a tip from the pros.
Dave, we have a letter for the mailbag.
We do.
All right.
From a Jim Butel.
Jim Butel. Never.
From New Jersey.
From New Jersey.
Is that Jim Butel, jimbutel.com on the Discovery Channel Week?
Host of Jim Butel Week on the Discovery Channel, yes.
All right.
What is it?
It says, I'm going to read the entire message out, actually. Dave Tree, why have you not sent me my Rollout Rollpool print by Boss Fight Studios yet? Now, in all seriousness, how did you guys use Action Force prior to the introduction of Red Shadows? It seems that there was only one bad guy in 1982, so who did you use as your bad guys for Action Force to fight? Great podcast so far, wishing all best of luck with it, and I look forward to learning more about the history of Action Force. I didn't add that last bit, that's exactly what it's written.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass that one over to these guys, because I read the question out, so I'm done.
Well, all I used to, because I was obviously about six or seven, is I'd have Star Wars figures as well as Action Force figures, and I just used to kind of play with them all together, if you see what I mean. But I didn't really have any set baddies and goodies. I just didn't think of it in that sense, because I was about six. So it's but I just used to kind of put everything together and play with everything together. It didn't really matter to me. I don't know about that.
I did create bad guys. Oh, no. I'm not having that. That doesn't count.
I,
bad guys in the form of Fisher Price Adventure People, because they were kind of like Action Force figures. They weren't Star Wars, because I didn't use the Star Wars figures at all. I used Fisher Price to add. This guy who was a...
But you were 21 then.
This is true. This is true. I had a guy with brown pants. I had a guy...
That was me.
With, another guy who was green pants and Wellington boots, a white shirt and a red beanie cap. And for about 6 months or so, he was Baron Ironblood for me until I actually got that action figure. But where I got the SAS guy, he was my first figure. He really kind of... I had him for, it felt like a lifetime as a kid, but it's probably a couple of weeks, but it felt like I had him for a long time before I got other action figures. And then I remember after then, it was possibly the Red Shadow. So really, for me, in terms of the Action Force, there was that period where I then got into the bad guys anyway. There wasn't much of a period of not having any bad guys to play with. But it's a good question, because that first series you only really had the German Stormtrooper that you could argue is a bad guy, but within any of them they took the cues from Action Man that it's anything that you make it to be, you know, it could be the good guys, it could be the bad guys. Has anybody else ever had that? Did they ever use any kind of substitutes, or did they have any other sort of like bad guys from their time as a kid? Not necessarily within Action Force, but within any toy lines, you know, where they like.
Steve did.
Still do. No, it's not. I never had C-3PO as a kid, so I used to turn my Red Shadow's head round, because if you look at the airbox on the back of his head, it actually looks a bit like C-3PO's face. So it wasn't a bad guy, but it was a good use. He was just reflecting something red in his golden exterior.
Don't start, Dave.
Now, I'm a bit...
are the HAL lasers. So
don't start that. I'm a lot younger than Eddie and Dave. So I was kind of into...
He's our kid, really.
Yeah, I'm the younger.
We haven't brought that up. That was going to be for episode 5.
I am the love child between Eddie and Dave.
Who actually gave birth?
Yeah.
Which one of us? Was it me?
Yeah. It was more of a cloning experiment, but anyway.
Sideways.
You scraped him off the boil.
He actually walked out. That's the amazing thing.
I fell out.
I'll let you think about it.
Anyway, so I kind of... I jumped on... late into the line. I was probably about 3 or 4 when I had my kind of second-hand Action Force Palitoy kind of stuff, so I was more...
So when was this, 97, 98?
No, this was 83, 84, 85, 86, and so on. And I was really into the Hasbro kind of G.I. Joe, you know, full articulation kind of figures from an early age, but had the Action Force stuff, and would, that was the only kind of lines I would mix around. I would never have, you know, Star Wars figures in there. I would never have anything. I hate mixing the worlds up. I'm kind of very OCD.
Don't cross the streams.
In my toy playing kind of situation when I was a kid. It hasn't changed. I still play with toys. Shame. But we all do, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad. I thought for a second there I'd come to the wrong convention. So I think, no, this is we're all 30 something, you know. What the hell's wrong with
I'm
you?
Here to finish my MBA.
So for me I never really had that kind of issue, because I always had bad guys to play with. Could have worded that better. But
that was at school.
Yeah. Loads of bad guys to play with at school.
Is that the mailbag? That is our very brief.
Yeah.
Yet one, still rambling, Melvin.
We can fill. We're good at this.
Yeah. Just let Dave talk for a while. It'll give us half an hour.
All right.
We get half an hour.
One of the things both of us do on our shows is we typically have interviews with influential people in the Joe community, whether it be voice actors or, you know, we had John Chu, director of the Retaliation movie, calling to What's On Your Mind before. We'd like to open up doors to the fandom and give you a brief look at what's going on behind the scenes. We're pleased to have joined with us here as also
some fellow guests here, roll that roll call. Team from Boss Fight Studios. They're all former Hasbro folks that worked on our very favorite line. And we'll have them here to talk a little bit about Boss Fight and what they're doing. You guys have any questions
before
Boss Fight?
Yeah, we've got
right ahead.
We've got a couple of questions, guys. The first one is about the name, Boss Fight Studios. We're kind of really intrigued as to how it came about, origins, that kind of thing. Is there anything you could tell us, you know, to kind of fill us in on that?
When we were deciding to what the studio would be called, we came up with about 50 names that we liked, and we all kind of wrote our five favorite ones, and Boss Fight was on all of our list. Okay. So that's what it was.
And, you know, it stems from, you know, we're all kids of the 80s and 90s, so, you know, the boss fight at the end of the level of a video game. And a little bit, you know, our defiance towards authority is definitely part of it, a little bit, you know.
What on earth do you mean?
Yeah. We don't have a boss anymore, and we're happy about it.
Ah, there you go.
And you're constantly fighting, right?
Yes.
What's the first rule about Boss Fight Studios?
Is that you talk
don't
about it as much as possible.
Yes. Don't talk about it. Put on every social network.
Yes. Pretty much.
And the second note, and Eddie, if you want to take us away with the second question?
Yeah.
Sure, bro.
How you come up with the sort of concepts and the designs you come up with. What's the sort of general process, you know, your mindset into how you come up with the lines that you do?
It depends on the brand, and it depends on the you know, each brand had its own kind of process and how it would work. Sometimes it was in, you know, the concepts of like what characters to do, what types of what versions of what characters to do and stuff like that. Sometimes it would come from marketing, sometimes or it would become partially from marketing and partially from sales and partially from the design. It was very collaborative where everybody kind of worked together and trying to fill out the line with as much uniqueness and make it as robust as possible. And that kind of for a lot of that it holds true with G.I. Joe or Star Wars or whatever brand. Each line has its own key characters. You got to kind of find ways to refresh and make them better and make them desirable no matter what. So the process for the initial concepts, it varied and it bounced around, and a lot of it was very much who was the person's favorite to try and get back into the line, you know. So like everybody was pushing for their, you know, their character that they wanted back in.
Crystal Ball, yeah.
Crystal Ball. Yeah. Everyone was always pushing for the Crystal Ball Raptor 2-pack.
You did a 2-pack custom,
yes.
As well.
Yeah.
Sorry, rap joke. No.
I don't understand. Is that gun culture?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have sold well. That would be a Ross exclusive, I'm pretty sure about that.
Aren't they all Ross exclusives?
Eventually.
What about this is for each of you guys, what was the first time you knew you wanted to do that kind of a line of work? What was, you know, for you, Dave, obviously the sculpting process, when was it that you knew that's what you wanted to do
well,
for the rest of your life?
I knew that that's kind of what I wanted to do, I guess, from a young age, playing with my toys. And I used to, you know, all due respect to the original designers and sculptors in the Star Wars line, but I always felt like the Darth Vader was missing a little something from what you see on the screen.
Yeah.
So even at that young age, I wanted to try to improve it, you know. So I would make simple customs. I think I discussed with you previous that... My very first custom figures were made with Visionaries and hot glue.
You may have mentioned that, yeah.
So, you know, so I've evolved since then a little bit.
He doesn't use Visionary figures anymore.
Just the hot glue.
I wish Eddie would stop looking at me when you say hot glue. Anyway,
it's hot jets.
Yeah,
it's hot jets.
Sorry. Hot jets of glue. Katrina, what about yourself?
Mine's a little different. I went to college for comic books and animation. And then afterwards kind of bounced around to every crummy job everybody's ever had. And I was working in an architectural firm at one point when Andrew Franks, our other member...
Yeah. He can't be with us today. Not in a bad, not in a horrible way. He just couldn't get out. Sorry.
Yeah. He was working freelance for Marvel Toys at the time and kind of ran out of time and started shooting me and Eric some freelance work. Then he got hired over at Hasbro. We picked up work for G.I. Joe and all sorts of stuff from Hasbro all of a sudden. And it just became that I didn't have to work at the office anymore. Freelance was covering it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really a decision to move into toys. It kind of just happened. Yeah.
That story is kind of the same with me. We kind of went down the same path. But it was one of those moments
where...
Because we were married. So... And we're that annoying couple that does everything together.
Yeah. We've had the same job before that for like 10 years. We went to school together.
But it was one of those moments where we collected toys, we customized toys, we did all this stuff. It was like one of those moments where it was like, you smack yourself in the head and go, why weren't we doing this already?
Yeah.
Like,
that's kind of like this.
Yeah.
Since the podcast, we do everything together. I love you so much. I'm sorry.
Let's turn it over to the crowd and see if they have any questions for Boss Fight. Anybody have any questions for Boss Fight? Oh, geez, not all at once.
Anybody?
Back of the... Where we got?
I'm okay. Good. Roving McCloud.
Roving McCloud, back in the corner first.
Sorry, dude, I'll just thank you.
Ooh. That's a sexual harassment case. So.
Which figure are you most proud of creating?
The figure I'm most proud of creating is the 30th anniversary Storm Shadow, I think.
Nice.
Storm Shadow was always my favorite Joe character, and I just really wanted the chance to update him, and just really make as cool a ninja as I could. So that was a lot of fun.
I guess I'm pretty proud of the Captain America 3-pack that has the Captain Britain and Red Guardian set in it. Not because I'm here, but because
she's pandering.
Yeah. I never actually worked in-house at Hasbro. I did all of my work freelance, so I drew lots of things that never came out. So I might be more proud of something else that I can't talk about. So this was one of the few times that I got to draw something and design something, and it came out, and it was on shelves, and I got to buy one.
And you got it on display in your booth.
And I have a display on display.
Nice.
In
there you go.
One single item that I'm most proud of that I worked on is probably the 6-inch movie Chris Evans Captain America figure that super articulated. He was a Walmart exclusive, but all his articulation works. He's one of those figures where you get it back and every point of articulation works, every paint deco was like perfectly applied, like the figure looks like it did when it left your desk to go to the factory. It came back looking exactly the way it should have. It didn't change. So that's probably the one figure I'm most proud of.
Cool. Any other questions, guys?
We have time for a couple more. Go ahead, Brian.
And what is there any kind of current projects that Boss Fight is working on that you can talk about?
I guess the closest thing we can talk about, because we have NDAs with all the companies we're working for right now, and
we won't tell anybody.
As far as our own stuff, we're not ready to reveal anything just yet. But the stuff we can talk about, the thing that at least I'm super stoked about is the FSS2 from the G.I. Joe Collector Club. With we did four of the heads on there, the cesspool and the Admiral Keel Hall, the toll booth, and Big Bear.
Right. Excellent.
So,
Dave's got that sweet Kraken thing going.
Yeah. That's something else.
Another question in the back?
Yeah, you sort of answered it by saying you can't really talk about anything that you don't. But I'll try anyway. Some of the awesome custom heads that you've got, like the Solid Snake and the Arnold Schwarzenegger Bruce Lee, is there any plans for sort of getting them customs out in the future, or like the sort of the Marauder guns that we can order to enhance our figures with? Maybe you could.
That's a great idea, actually.
Make custom heads,
At this time, those are all just customs, just to kind of showcase, our abilities and whatnot to share with you folks, because we can't really show a lot of the Hasbro stuff that we had that we used to be able to show while we were working there. Yeah, if, at this time I'd say no, no plans, but you know, it's not impossible that something could happen or change along the way.
Showing us all this stuff is just cruel, then.
Yes.
just basically alienated. Look at these things I make, and you can't have
ever.
The thing is, they know.
Yeah,
they know. They know. Well, everyone, please give a big round of applause for Dave, Katrina, and Eric. Before we wrap it up, one thing we like to do on all of our programs is we like to do shout-outs and what we got in. Mike, any shout-outs and what did you get while you were at this convention?
Why do I have to start?
Because you are right there.
You can't start down there and come back?
No, we'll work our way to tree. By the time we get down there anyways, he might stand up and have to go someplace else.
Dead to us.
I think you should ask why he's dead. He's sick enough there.
Clearly.
Go ahead.
All right. But what have I gotten in? Most of my time has been spent at the fabulous What's On Joe Mind / Boss Fight Room.
Room 101.
Room 101, for anyone.
Please come see us.
Stop in. We have lots of goodies to show, and even some toys to sell, because we feel bad that they don't sell those toys here in England. But what have I picked up? I picked up an Action Force APC.
Ooh.
Which has been it's 98% complete. Thank you to Dave, and we'll figure out how much blood I've got to give to him.
Oh, credit.
All of it.
He's applying this to credit. Nice.
It was just, I think I caught him in an in-between moment where he was trying to either eat something or use the restroom. And so
I saw him doing both at the same time.
I always assume that Dave...
I locked the door at the time.
It was locked. What were you eating?
I had always assumed Dave was the kind of guy to take a sandwich to the toilet.
Euphemism.
But I also managed to pick up a red laser figure from Dave and a red Hal.
Nice.
Is that the red Cobra Commander?
That is the red Cobra Commander. Yeah. No, I'm not going to do that to Bob. But it was red laser and of course a red Hal.
Any shoutouts?
Shoutouts, of course, to Chuck and Justin, who are stuck at home.
Wait a minute. Isn't Chuck always stuck at home?
Well, Chuck isn't so much. I don't know if I can be that cruel to him.
What? To follow never that stopped line. You before.
But again, usually he's around, so or at least on the broadcast. But if I'm gonna be absolutely despicable to Chuck, I like him to hear it right then. And of course, to all of you who bothered to come out and waste a perfectly good hour of your lives with us today, to all the folks from the costume contest, and of course, to everyone at home who continues to listen and give us the time of day for reasons that I do not understand.
Eddie,
the only thing I've really got today is the exclusive Bob Brecken print.
Nice.
The Skeletron.
I've also picked one of those.
Have you got one of those?
That is fantastic.
that's really all I've picked up so far. Apart from, I've picked up Chris.
Nice. A vicious hangover. Vicious hangover.
We all did.
Got to catch them all. I, rather embarrassingly, have picked up quite a lot while I've been here this time. A couple of Minon card vintage Joes, Chuckles, Sneak Peek, Blizzard, and some other bits, figure subscription stuff, the Bob Brecken prints, Boss Fight Studios, I Still Owe You Money, for your stuff, all stuff off Mike, and Mike quite fantastically and graciously gave us a gift of crayons each, which was fantastic. And some other bits and pieces anyway, and I'd like to give a big shout out to my other lover, Nick Wells at Toys and Games. Sorry, Alice. She will not listen to this.
Who?
Yeah, who the... No. Yeah, so that's me. Dave, you're
Dave, up. You're up. Shout-outs, what'd you get in?
I got...
It's a cold. I got a headache.
I got a couple of hours sleep. I hope to get a few more hours sleep.
So lazy.
No, I... As Chris mentioned, Mike very kindly gave me some GI Joe Creo sets, which is super cool. At the moment, I haven't had a chance to get anything else just yet, but tomorrow is the day that hopefully relax. I'll tell you some things I do want to get. I want to stop by the boss fight stand. Definitely want to get a few bits off Good Leg Toys, where they're doing all like the weird custom crossovers and things like that. And get a few other sort of prints from some of the other artists. It's pretty cool. And see if I can get a few sketches as well. So that's the plan tomorrow. So by the time this is out, I probably might have got a bit of that.
Who knows?
So yeah, cheers.
And please just wait till Tuesday before you sell the Creos.
I'd also like to say thank you to Gary, Mike, James, Boss Fight guys, pretty much everyone, all the guests, all of you guys that have turned up and, you know, supported the show. Massive thank you to Dave Tree for organising it all. We wouldn't be in this place if it wasn't for Dave.
We love you, Dave.
But again, yeah, thank you guys to everyone, and also again, thank you Gary, thank you Mike for doing this show.
Thank you for having us,
and thank you for actually being godfathers of our show as well, because again, without you we wouldn't have done the podcast, so thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. Thanks. Well, I'll wrap it up with what I got in. What's that?
Does that make
the grandparents?
Yeah. Who's your daddy?
You prefer.
Alright, I got in the black SAS Vamp, the black SAS MMS. Nice. I got a Kraken.
Nice. We've all got a Kraken, Gary.
Yeah. I got some
I got one in my room too.
1-to-1 scale. Visual gags on an audio podcast. Can't get enough of them.
It's going to be a fun night.
I got the prints from Bob. Got the 12-inch Baron Ironblood. That was one of the exclusives here. Got Jim Marshall's Skeletron. Shout-outs to our sponsors, Coco Toys, the Big Bad Toy Store, Joe Armory, Dalovich's Toys, all the cool stuff, and Nick Wells' Toys and Games. Also like to shout-out to... Eddie, Chris, and Dave, thanks for inviting us. Thanks for having us. My travel partners this week, Mike, James, and my dad, Big Al.
Big Al! Yeah.
Before you leave, we have a limited number of what's left of the What's On Joe Mind pin collection. That's up here for you to please take. And we also have some limited prints of the hashtag card art that we did for JoeCon. Please take those. That's all we have left.
You have to purchase the ink separately, though.
those are all for you guys. But anything else before we wrap this up?
Nothing.
All right, folks. Give it up for your fellow podcasters.